You know that getting what you want and achieving what you want takes more than setting a brilliant goal. The original version of the Performance Project did not contain a ditch the drama module. These sessions are the result of demand. I get so many requests from riders wanting strategies for dealing with barn drama and horse world politics. They want to know how to keep other people from stealing their peace. They want ideas for improving their relationships with their trainers, their students, and barn owners. They want to know how to thrive in a competitive and sometimes catty atmosphere without wanting to curl up in a ball. Managing human relationships can be a big part of our horse lives. What I learn over and over is that ditching drama is less about managing others, though these are also good skills to have, and more about managing ourselves. Ditching drama is about managing ourselves. This is totally liberating because it means that we hold all the power to create the environment that we want to live in. Get ready to ditch the drama in your life so you can focus on the things that matter. This is Jen Verheeren again from Cadence Coaching. In this session of the Performance Project, I want to talk to you about integrity. Integrity plays a huge role in your ability to stay on track with your goal and keep the peace in your life. The word integrity is from the Latin word integra. It means to be whole and complete. For our purposes, in the Performance Project, integrity refers to the ongoing process of aligning your behavior with your vision. Integrity is personal. It occurs inside of you. It cannot be measured by anyone's standards but your own. Integrity is not about morals and ethics. Morals determine how things relate to the rules of right and wrong within the context of a particular culture, group, or belief system. Ethics are concerned with distinguishing between right and wrong when it comes to how you relate to other people. Ethics help you decide between virtuous and non-virtuous behavior. Integrity is about whether your own thoughts and behaviors line up with who you aspire to be. Just you. Are your thoughts and actions pointed toward your vision, values, and goals, or are they solely the result of your feelings in the moment? When you're in integrity, you are walking your talk. You can give your word, and you keep it. When you're in the habit of being in integrity, you trust yourself. When you're in integrity, you are 100% responsible for your life. This means that it's really hard for other people, no matter how badly they behave, to take you out of integrity. Another definition of integrity is to be strong and of sound construction. I love to think of integrity this way, that it makes you strong and unbreakable. When you're clear about your values and your goals, you can keep your behaviors in alignment with those rather than succumb to acting on strong emotions. And it's hard. We all do things or have habits that are not in integrity for us. Lots of things that are easy or immediately gratifying make us feel icky or dissatisfied later on. Have you ever said or done something that you feel so bad about afterwards that you can't sleep for going over it and over it in your head? Many years ago, I heard that a local trainer was saying disparaging things about me in my small community. She was trying to become a dressage trainer and get clients, and I had actually been supporting her and trying to help her. I found out that she'd not only been talking behind my back, but she'd tried to talk one of my students into buying a horse that I thought was inappropriate. This trainer told my student that if she bought the horse, she would have to agree to only take lessons with that trainer. This was really hurtful to me personally, and it also had all my ethics buttons blinking and beeping. Deep down, I knew that her behavior was the result of her own insecurities, but I was pissed off and I felt super self-righteous about her unprofessional behavior. Instead of processing my anger and deciding how to proceed in a professional way, that was in alignment with my own professional ethics, I lit into her. Not directly, but by venting to my clients and friends and anybody who'd listen. It felt really good in the moment. I felt justified to behave unprofessionally because she had done it to me. So you know that this does not end well because immediately afterward, I would feel terrible, like sticky in my own skin. It was not in alignment with my own values to retaliate and be unprofessional just because someone had done it to me. It also kept me in the drama. I couldn't let go of it as long as I was telling stories in my head and talking shit about her to other people. At some point, I realized what was happening. I was giving my feelings the power to dictate my thoughts and my behavior instead of deciding how I wanted to think and act. And it was keeping me up at night. I was making myself look bad. I was making myself feel like a victim. So from that point on, I decided to go pro and keep front of mind who I wanted to be as a professional and as a compassionate human being in a small community. I decided to learn from that experience and deal with people directly when they upset me. It was a painful lesson, but I still think about it when I feel really hurt or self-righteous. It's not 100%, of course, but now I try really, really hard to be led by my values and aspirations rather than by my transient emotions. Hindsight is 20/20, but it sure can help you see more clearly in the present when you let it. I had a teenage client who was regularly being bullied by some other girls in her barn group. They would play into her insecurities and point out all the shortcomings of her horse. They would intentionally leave her out of coursewalks at shows and not find her when it was time to go to dinner. This was devastating for her, and horse shows began to represent a form of torture instead of being the joyful experience that they should have been. She alternated between being defiant and defensive and shutting down. She was in tears a lot of the time. She had trouble sleeping, and she was a total mess in the saddle. She would feel so hurt and upset when these things happened that she found it hard to control her emotions. She would say hurtful things back, and she would end up being spiteful and gossip about these girls whenever the opportunity arose. She was disrespectful to her parents and her trainer when she let her emotions take over. She felt like she was not being herself, but she couldn't stop because she was so swept away by her pain and her anger. I think that even as adults, we can all relate to this experience. Sometimes emotions are so strong and so upsetting that they just spin us away on a wave and we do things that are not in alignment with who we want to be. It can feel good in the moment to act on really icky emotions. But the reality is that we will most often come to regret it later. And when it becomes a pattern, it can really mess with your mojo and cause an awful lot of unnecessary stress and drama. This kid was so awesome. I had her do her vision and get really clear about who she wanted to be. She wanted to be a professional rider and a role model for other kids. She wanted to be a good partner to her horse. She made a list of things that were in integrity for her and things that were not. She figured out ways to deal with these girls that were driven by her vision rather than by what she was feeling in the moment. She would ignore them or kill them with kindness. It was really interesting to witness how things changed when she did this. The hurtful things bothered her less and eventually stopped because she took away their power to hurt her. She was able to sleep and focus on her riding again. Where are you out of integrity in your life? What commitments do you want to make around getting into integrity in those areas? Where can you take responsibility, no judgment? And what will be possible when you do? I'm going to leave you with this quote by Werner Erhard. It's one of my favorites. Responsibility begins with the willingness to be cause in the matter of one's life. Ultimately, it's a context from which one chooses to live. Responsibility is not burden, fault, praise, blame, credit, shame, or guilt. In responsibility, there is no evaluation of good or bad, right or wrong. There is simply reality and your commitment. Being responsible starts with the willingness to deal with a situation from the view of life that you are the generator of what you do, what you have, and what you are. That is not the truth. It is a place to stand. No one can make you responsible, nor can you impose responsibility on another. It is a grace you give yourself, an empowering context that leaves you with a say in the matter of life. As always, thank you for taking this journey with me, and have fun with this.